Welcome. I am Romy Hooper. I will be reading Hollow World Entertainment's Hollow Welcome, written by N.B. Baker. Frigid air runs across my face, caressing my cheeks into an awakening embrace. My eyes flutter open to the sparkle of the stars above and the sound of nature all around. I sat up and took in my surroundings. I was in a clearing, surrounded by trees. Even though I had no idea where I was, I could not help but feel comforted, like returning to a childhood memory. A place that, even though I have no memory, I knew I could place all my trust in it to protect me. I laid back down, digging my hands into the grass, feeling my way into the dirt, allowing the breeze to cool my warm skin. I watched as the moon crossed the sky. Slowly it crept through the void of space until it reached the horizon, just to start again the next night. I wondered if the moon enjoyed the journey it took every night, a labor endured to avoid the harsh heat of the sun. I must have been laying there for hours, just enjoying the feel of the wind, sound of the bugs and birds all combining with the sounds of the trees, making an orchestra, where I was their only attendee. Or so I thought. My relaxing night was interrupted by the sound of rustling among the trees. A steady shiver crawled its way up my spine till it reached the back of my neck, where my entire body shook. Spinning my head around with my ear turned outwards, I hoped to pinpoint the location of rustling. But the more I turned, the more I realized it was all around me. In a hastened panic, I stood, continuing my sporadic spinning, hoping to catch a glimpse of whatever was hiding in the tree line, praying that it was simply some harmless animal and not the horrors running through my mind. "Show yourself! I want to see you!" I shouted at the top of my lungs, not realizing the error of my words. Not 1 second passed before every inch of tree line gave birth to a horde of small, green, grotesque halflings, all wielding spears or rope. I darted back and forth, trying every direction, hoping for a break in the lines, but I was surrounded. I collapsed to my knees as they drew ever closer to me. I watched as they screamed and chanted their way over to me. Time felt as if it slowed to a slither, allowing me to watch them prepare their ropes. Everything went quiet as I watched them move at a fraction of their speed. This was my chance. I could escape if they continued to move so slow. I tried moving, but as soon as I did, time seemed to speed up. Although small, they struck like a tsunami, knocking me straight onto my back with no effort at all. The ropes burnt and cut as they were attached to me, stretching my limbs out like a starfish. Two of the goblin-like creatures climbed onto my chest, grinning and giggling.
"Welcome to the Hollow, cunt."
The two goblins screamed at me, laughing as they poked me with their small sticks. Although the laughter was not to last long, as a mighty roar echoed through the forest, scaring all the fauna in the area into silence. All the goblins were staring around in a panic, and the two on top of me jumped from my chest and ran away from my still-bound body as a figure flew in front of the moon, quickly descending upon me. Fear jump-started my body as I writhed in my bonds, hoping, begging, praying that they would loosen before this beast landed atop of me. I was too slow, though. He landed a foot either side of me, facing away from me. A colossal man with enormous hands and feet, along with the most blood-curdling smile, which ran unnaturally high upon his rounded head. His body twisted and turned, till his face was directly in front of mine, his smile now appearing even larger, and his eyes filled with crazed determination. His voice, as loud as a cannon, blasted my ears.
"Why, if it ain't little old Anodyne. You're a little early. I hope you enjoyed your nap so far, but you are early, so it is time to wake up."
His voice, as deep as he was gargantuan, he intertwined all his fingers together and rose his fists above his head. Then, with all his might, his fists descended upon my head. I shot out of bed, sweating and shaking. I quickly got up to turn on the light to see my window was left open. I heard a noise from the hall, so I opened my door and turned on the hall light. I saw nothing. I heard nothing. I did not sleep the rest of the night. If you liked this, there will be another one uploaded next week. And if you don't want to wait for the audio version, you can read Hollow World Entertainment's full collection on www.enterthehollow.com. Links in the description below.